The sugya we're going to discuss today is, you can see, in terms of the sixth parak of Yevamos, starting on daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, we have a Mishnah, and Samech Beis Amud Aleph, and then on Samech Beis Amud Beis, and it continues actually a number of other Mamari Chazal with reference to Pruvu, and finally there's a Mishnah at the end of the parak, Abal Yibimto on Samech Amud Beis. So we're going to overview the issue of Pruvu, which is very fascinating. You have a fair number of Mamre Kamos in front of you, but before I begin the Mamre Kamos, we'll just comment on the fact that the Torah has written this mitzvah appears four times in Chumash. Twice in the Parsha of Noach, when Noach and his children were told after the Mabul, by Yivarach Elokim es Noach ve'asbanov, and then a second time, the pasuk says also in Noach, after the Brias Adam Zocho Nikeva, the Torah says also, and the fourth time in Chumash is found with reference to Yaakov Avinu. There, the Lashon is very significant. Pray Urvei. Go Yukal, go Yimei Mimeko, Umlachim, Mechalotzecha Yetzeu. So we have four times that this is mentioned. There's a, you have in the back of this packet, the Minchas Chinuch. I'm not going to go through the Minchas Chinuch, it's kedai to do so. But the Minchas Chinuch here has a very famous issue, and he discusses whether Avodim Knanim are also Pater for the Mitzvah Pruvu, similar to women. We have a klal in Shas. The klal is that lola meisha, a mitzvah that a woman is chayev in, and ever is also chayev. A mitzvah that a woman is not chayev in, and ever is pater from, lola meisha. And here you can see, in our sugyos chalukos, we reference to this matter. This issue is discussed right here on Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph, in Yevamos, where the Gemara has a famous Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Hayu lo bonim biyosa ovi kachavim in Nizgaya. Let's say there were children who were born when the person had not yet converted, was a goy. So now the question is, the Gemara has two issues. One issue is the issue of Bechor da Nachala, and the other issue of Yimakani Mitzvah Pruvu. Let's take the first issue, and that's Samav Bezim Adalaf. It's a line before the wide lines. Hayu lo bonim biyosa akum in Nizgaya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyam Pir B'Rivya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kiyam Pir B'Rivya. Why Mekan the Mitzvah Pruvu? Rabbi Yochanan says Kiyam Pir B'Rivya Da Abule, because he had children. And therefore, since you had children, the mitzvah is to populate the earth, as Rishonim point out over here. Rabbi Yochanan says Lo Kiyam Pir B'Rivya Ger Shin Is Gaya Kekon Shinu El Adami. So therefore, the assumption is that the children you had that were Goyim is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah approval. That's one machlokes. The second machlokes that the Gemara has to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is the question of Hayu lo bonim biyosa ovi kachavim in Nizgaya, where now gerus occurs. The children were born when it was a goy, and now he underwent gerus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Islay b'chor d'nachla, that as far as nachla is concerned, that ein lo b'chor d'nachla. There's no b'chor anymore because the habalei reish yisono already occurred when it was a goy. And the Gemara says, "Reish Lakish Amar Yeshal B'chol D'Nachla," because Gershin is Gaya Kekon Shenol Adami. So the Michas Chinuch here, in the back of this handout, you have a copy. So the Michas Chinuch here discusses this question with Avon Ktanim, a potter for the mitzvah approval. It's in the back of this. I'm not going to go through it inside because of the klal of Lola Mi'isha. So there are chiluk ederes even among the Taisasim in Shas. You can see here Taisas and Daf Samach Bezim with Aleph, where the Gemara says, with reference to Goyim, Meikor Nami Bnei Pir Viriv Yuninu. So Taisas here and Samach Bezim with Aleph. The third Taisas from the bottom, up. He says, "V'imtoma perak dal mises mashma de bnei noach lo miftu apir v'rivya v'yeshalom adoch alav bnei chia apir v'rivya There among the different Taisasim, Taisas Chagiga that Beis calls Yerushalmi, that Eved is Chayav in the Mitzvah Pruvu. And Taisin Gittin that Memalef, he contends actually Eved is not Chayav in this Mitzvah. This is discussed by a lengthy Mishnah Melech, and also here by the Minchas Chinuch has a whole suffix. What the Rambam Pshita is, he doesn't bring a Hachra with reference to this matter. But as I mentioned at the very outset, there are four times the Mitzvah Pruvu is quoted in Chumash, twice in Noach. And, I'm interrupting you. There's a, right up there. I'm sorry. I apologize. So there are four times in Chumash where you have the Mitzvah Pruvu. Again, twice in Noach, and later, I mentioned with reference to Perek Aleph, after the Brias, Adam Arishon, Zohar Nikeva, Vayivarcha Som Elokim, Vayom Olam Elokim, Pruvu, Mulus Haaretz, and then with Yaakov Avinu, Vayeshev, where it says, Prayer Vei, Goyu Kal Goyim, So the question is why it's mentioned so many times. I'm not getting to Maromikomus yet.
This one's singular. Everything else is in plural.
That's an issue that we'll discuss hopefully if we get to it a few hours from now. But anyway, the question is what pasuk we learn out the mitzvah pruvu. We have four psukim. Which one is the actual yalfusa? Say that, but I'm telling you, it's important to know exactly. I mean, for example, the pasuk that's told Yaakov Avinu pray uvei, as you pointed out, here the Gemara Yevamos also on daf samachay. The Gemara actually uses that pasuk to pater a woman from that mitzvah. The pasuk of Prey Urveh, as you noted, Lashon Yochid, addressed to a zohar, because really women should also be chayv in this mitzvah. It's mitzvah say, Shein Azman Groma, and Shum Sofek. But since it says Prey Urveh, it doesn't say Puruvu, so women are pater from this particular mitzvah. The only question is, what is the status of all the other psukim that are found? So this is discussed if you have to. Again, you have to take a look in the Nosei Kelim on Chumash. That's where you have to look into this matter. You'll see it discussed. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi Ba'arichus has a long Arichus actually on this topic. Why Hashem had to tell Noach Ubanov on this mitzvah was already told to Adam V'Chava. Why the necessity to repeat to Noach Ubanov and Meichetesi that it shouldn't be a mitzvah because all the Shem mitzvah b'nei Noach that there was no need to once again review them or reaffirm them. So why dafka the mitzvah pruvu is the reaffirmation? Why four times is this mitzvah found? And the Gur Aryeh. So that is the issue which is also discussed. Again, this is not really my discussion. This is just a preamble to what I'm going to talk about today. So I'm just mentioning that the Maral, the Gur Aryeh, also has reference to this and. He said the reason why the Torah has to repeat the idea, because by Noach Ubanov, there it says, Ubasal Ateva Ato Ubanecha Vishtecha Meshev Banecha Itach, the Gemara said Sarebin, and Dav Kuf Ches, Melamed Shenesu, and then there was a Heter, Ayomalem Pru Uvu, could be it was only a Heter and not a Mitzvah. So that's the whole discussion that the Achronim have with reference to that. That's why the Torah once again reaffirms and reiterates the Pasuk to teach with Tzachiv. It's not just simply a Heter, and the Achayim HaKadosh also discusses this. Okay, that's not really my interest, just by way of, as I said, a little bit of preamble to this topic. But the fact of the matter is that the Sefer HaChinuch, which you also have here in the back of this handout, so the Sefer HaChinuch, he starts his Sefer, and that's exactly his language. Gracious, Yesh Ba Mitzvah Se Achas. One Mitzvah Se, in the back of this packet, V'hi Mitzvah Peri V'yuv, Shenemar, So he clearly indicates the fact that Dafka in Bereishis has a mitzvah say achas. He points out in Noach there is no mitzvah. So obviously he doesn't count the pruvu from the pasuk of Noach, but that accounts it from the psukim in Bereishis. And Afkamina would be, namely, where we learn this mitzvah from, if you learn out from the tzivu that was told to Noach Ubanov. So even though it was told to Noach Ubanov before Matan Torah, there's also mitzvah in this mitzvah as well. And that's the position of the Shiltis. He writes in the Shiltis of Achai Gon very clearly that Chiyav is derived from Noach Ubanov, and that's also Rashi Yevamos. Rashi Yevamos and Daf Samach Bezum and Aleph. Divya Masl B'nei Noach. So there Rashi says it pretty clearly. Rashi says, B'nei Noach, B'nei Pir V'Riv Yuninu. Rashi said they're obligated in the midst of the middle of the Daf. B'nei Noach, B'nei Pir V'Riv Yuninu, D'chsiv V'yom Alayim Pru Avu, The bas keben ubchor keposha of Yerusha nagabu akdamin of kedushin avicham yosh avim v'atera. But what's critical in Rashi is the gabi pruvu. Rashi says here beferish that b'nei Noach b'nei piru rivininu. Rashi goes to pasuk in Bereishis that was said to Noach ubanav, and that's all the Teisach Hagiga that Beis also refers to that pasuk actually b'nei Noach. As I said, the question that is asked by the Minchas Chinuch discusses the issue of Avodim. But you see, many Rishonim hold that B'nai Noach Mitzvah in this mitzvah, and apparently, even though it's not considered as you asked among the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach, so all that, the Tetzin Sanhedrin has the Kasha, and Dach Nuntes, I believe it is, and he has a whole Arichas on this. But the source of the mitzvah is very critical, because if you learn the Chiyuv of this mitzvah from the Pasuk, Noach Ubanu V'yatem Pruvu, so that would seem to be indicating that B'nai Noach HaMetzuvah in the mitzvah Pruvu. If, however, you learn like the Chinuch, which is right here, that the mitzvah only is derived from the Pesukim in Bereishis, said to Adam Mechaba, even though it was only said the Bracha, so B'nai Noach HaBechlal Lo Huzaru regarding this mitzvah, nor are they B'chuyim in the second mitzvah. There are three mitzvahs that we'll get to, hopefully, namely the mitzvah of Altanach, and the third mitzvah of Shevis, Loisar Brother Shevis Yitzara, and perhaps not even Mechuyim, the mitzvah of Shevis Yitzara. And the only reason why it was said to them, because they were the earliest creatures when Hashem created the Min HaAdam. And essentially, as I said, this is just by way of a little preamble to the topic in terms of what the status of the Goy is regarding this din. Now, I'll just mention one other preamble, which is also very famous, and that is there's a Chalkas Mechaikik and Shulchan Aruch and Ebn Ezer. Simon Aleph, that's the Isha, Shehisabra Biambati, the Gemara Chagigah. It means a woman who was inseminated in a bathtub. I'm not discussing the Metzias of it. He'll speak to the doctor, he'll explain it to you. But anyway, so you have Zera that emerges, and now the question is the father, the one who is the author of the semen, of the Zera, is in the kind of mitzvah pruvu, is it called B'noi L'chol Dover? They're very famous, one of the famous issues discussed by the Dodei Achreinim, by the Taz, by the Chalkas Mechaikek, and by many. So, okay, these are two simple hakdamos to the whole issue. And now I want to talk about the actual the issue of pruvu. What I'm going to do is, as I said, I'm going to try to give an overview in a very short period of time, which is almost impossible. But the first mitzvah given to other Marisham, the way the Sefer HaChinuch presents it, is the mitzvah of pruvu. How are you mekayim the mitzvah? See, we have on page number one, in this handout, a well-known machlokes b'sham v'sillel, machlokes b'babi Yerushalmi, and where we pass in the halacha, like the position of b'sillel, zachar unikeva. That's the pasuk that Chazal derive here, zachar unikeva b'ram, the mitzvah of pruvu, is you want a hemshech of the daros, so you need both zachar unikeva. B'shamai has a different position, at least in the Babli, Shnei Zcharim. And this mitzvah, of course, is chal, as I said, on the man and not on the woman. Of course, that's the irony because she's the one who has children. So, of course, what's the makar that a woman is not obligated in this mitzvah? There are three makaros. There are probably more than three, but there are at least three makaros that I'm familiar with. One is, of course, the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Darko Shalish Lichbosh. That's a simple makar, and that's based on the juxtaposition of the psukim. Pruvu umilu saaretz v'kiv shuha. A second explanation is found in Rishonim, namely, there's no need to be mitzaveh a woman to be mekayim the mitzvah pruvu. By definition, women are more gregarious, women are social creatures, and therefore automatically they'll have a greater desire to get married. Tov l'meisatam l'meisav amel, found twice in Shas, exubis in kedushin. And therefore, there's no question a woman by nature will want to attach herself to a man, to a husband, and thereby there's no need to tell her the mitzvah pruvu. The Meshech Chochma has a third explanation, which is fascinating, Kedarko, and I actually xeroxed it somewhere, but I didn't give it to you here on your sheet. The Meshech Chochma actually writes, since there's a element of sakona, this is in Meshech Chochma in Parshas Noach, he says, since there's an element of sakona involved, even though the sakona is minimal. That's how the Magen Mishnah writes, and then the Rishonim already write that most women, Baruch Hashem, give birth, believe sakona. Says the Meshech Chochma, and the pasuk of Pruvu. Lo rochel ki lomar, hoshe patra Torah noshim mi Pruvu, v'chiru rak anoshim, ki mishpiti Hashem udrochab dachi noyam, v'chol nesivosei ha-shalom, V'lo omsa al Yisraeli ma'she'en b'yecholet ha'guf l'kabel. And therefore he goes on to say, since there's an element... One second. What was that?
Is it tsar or sakana?
So, one second. I'll get to the... I'm not going to read the entire piece. So if you wish, I'll give it to you.
Do you have it here?
I'm sorry? You don't have it here, but I'm going to give you a copy. For you, Rabbi Yasger. I have two copies. Anyway, so...
Thank you.
So he writes here... U'mishum zelom batzono mitzvah li'isanos v'agyom echa bashona. Yom Kippur is the only Tanis Midaraisa. So this seems to be the element of Tzar. V'kodim hishira v'chiva lechol, Erev Yom Kippur. V'chein lo mona ha-mishgol mikol b'riya levad me'osh ha-beinu. V'shal yatzorach l'godim ha-loso l'zirus gufo, etc. I'm skipping a little bit because I want to get to the main point. And then he said, v'imkein noshim she-mistaknot bi'ibur v'leida. U'mishum ze amru misa shricha. There's an element of sakona involved in giving birth. Ayin tes k'subas pe'gimel. And the Gemara says by us, as you know, that the story with Dole HaMoroyim, that the wife of Avuna, she drank a kos ikrin. It's discussed in Halacha and the whole issue of contraception, etc., because there's no chiyuv approvu. Clearly her husband was not too happy about it. Very fascinating how the Gemara is so explicit on nothing has changed, Baruch Hashem. And women are women, and men are men. Anyway, so that's what you have, the third tam that is mentioned, and he goes on. You'll take a look at Rabbi Asger, you'll see he's very marach on this issue. So now let's start with the Rambam. Now the Rambam is found here also. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam actually in Perek Tezvav Chasishas in Halacha Aleph. The Rambam is found on that page number 5. Page number 5 is the Rambam. Tells you, this is a very famous Rambam. Maybe just before I mention the Rambam, I'll just mention one more thing, which is also quite relevant. So, according to the Yerushalmi that we pointed out, Basil agrees with Beishamai. Even one who has two sons fulfilled the obligation of Pruvu. Means the Yerushalmi says the mitzvah is to either have two sons or a son and a daughter. But the Bavli disagrees, and the Halacha is like the Bavli. That's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes on page number 1. You see the Bavli, and you see the Psak Halacha on page number 3. The Yerushalmi is not accepted. The Bavli is accepted. A son and a daughter is the minimum required. This is in Ibn Ezer, Simen Aleph. The Halacha is found here in Sif Hei. No, two sons or a son and a daughter.
He's saying that the Yerushalmi is saying that that's the sheep.
Right, right. Yeah. I have a whole mahalach in the Yerushalmi, but it's not for now, for another occasion. But it's not sufficient, as the Gemara said, to give birth to these two children. They themselves have to be capable of also having children. That, you see, means if they, chas v'shalom, should die before they had children of their own, nutena retroactively, that the father did not fulfill the mitzvah, approvu. And basically the whole yesod, which I should mention also, and this is found in Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah explains actually the yesod advarim, that every zocher should participate in the perpetuation of Klal Yisrael. And that's the issue that we just mentioned. The Gemara has a machlokes of Rechem Beis Lakish. Namely, if a ger who had non-Jewish children before he converted, did he fulfill the mitzvah approvu? So it's very interesting. When the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus, quotes that statement of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam qualifies the halacha, that when is the ger, mekayim the mitzvah approvu, only if his children convert as well. It's a very famous Rambam. That not only the goy converted, but also the children converted. Magen Mishnah points out,
what if they don't, then he has children.
So then, that's exactly the point. He's not mekayim the mitzvah approvu. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says,
Of course.
What?
Of course. Say, if they don't convert, then he has children.
No, so obviously it's Makai the Mitzvah. I'm just saying, I'm talking about those children that he had as a goy, they have to convert according to the Rambam. If those are the only children that he has, otherwise not Makai the Mitzvah Provu. The Magen Mishnah there explains because today, after Matan Torah, the Mitzvah is no longer simply L'Shevis Yitzorah, to perpetuate the human race, but rather the Mitzvah is to perpetuate Klal Yisrael. Very important Yisod that it said, not only is he saying, but the Derech Pikudecha. Look what got into me on page number 4. Derech Pikudecha. It's a sefer I happen to be familiar with. This sefer, Rav Hirsch Melech Shapiro of Dinov. So he writes that the Torah provides the rationale for the mitzvah, which is very rare. There's a very famous Bach. The Bach at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Halacha. Namely, whenever the Torah commands us to do a mitzvah and explicitly gives the time ha-mitzvah, then you only fulfill the mitzvah if you also have in mind the time of the mitzvah. Means the Maisa mitzvah has to be accompanied by that kavanah. So he writes over here, Piyur B'Rivya, such a mitzvah. You see the Derech Pikudecha. V'nei Krakasavnu Bagdoma. The B'mitzvah she'mefurish b'atam b'atayrah. M'chuyiv l'chavim gam atam. U'b'zul azeh eino yoytse. V'nei gam mitzvah zois. Nemar, pru urvu. Look how he spells it out. U'milu es ha'aretz. And it's not simply l'malos es ha'aretz. Not just the l'hishtadla b'chibur ima ezer. But rather he goes on to say that mitevas pru urvu gam kein di'after rachmano. The mitzvah azeh v'lashen pru urvu. V'zeinu b'kach ha'adam. Because sometimes chas v'sholom a person is not zeh to have children. So it's not completely in my control. But then it goes on to say, so he says that the reason why I use that lashon, that the chenir lashon atur shalomachem neizer chayv kolom nisu isha lifros v'lirbos mashma tzorach lechavi benoso isha kadeshiifru v'yirbo yisrael of the Hashem al piteva. That has to be davka to perpetuate Klal Yisrael. That's the Magid Mishnah and the Derech Pikudecha, and many others contend that. Now, it's possible to argue with his analysis. What?
Off the Derech, you're not becoming mitzvah either.
That is a correct statement.
You say it in the Vol Tzion, right?
That is a correct statement. Leman Loliga Larik, Vlo Nidla Behola, Azish Tate Mishnah Brura. That's exactly what the Prince has to have Kabbalah and Davka when he said that language. Anyway, so he says here, the Chiddush Gadol, which the Magid Mishnah said before him. It's not his Chiddush, actually. And the Mashur, actually, in Sanhedrin, the Mashur on Nun Tes, I saw the Mashur there writes that both before and after Matan Torah, the mitzvah did not apply to Umas Ha'olam. But whatever the case is, this is, why many Gedol Yisrael pointed out in our generation with such a Rahman al-Litzlan, what happened in the course of the Shoah, where we were, to a large extent, almost annihilated. Therefore, there's a certainly more important forever. The couples have large, large mishpachas in order to perpetuate Kal Yisrael. That's a tshuva of the Chalkas Yanker, Rabbi Yaakov Breish. Probably your man, you probably knew him. So anyway, and the son was just Nifta, anyway, in Switzerland. So he wrote in the Chelkas Yankov, I have to have the tshuva. So it was given to me by a member of his family many, many years ago. He has a long tshuva about this. Okay, Bekitzur Nimrods, I'm just pointing out that the mitzvah today is different than the mitzvah that it was, shall we say, at Maimon Hasina, which means since Maimon Hasina, now the mitzvah applies to Klal Yisrael. We have to perpetuate the Maseres Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. That's the Magid Mishnah, the Derech Pikudecha. Now, if someone is not able to have physically to have children, what's one second? If someone physically is not able to have children, so some poskim here on page number 4, you can see it. I refer to imutz, the idea of adopting a boy and a girl, and by raising them as Jews, so then one can fulfill the mitzvah. This is a psak of the Rav Shlomo Kluge. The Chochma Shlomo says it's the halacha. You see the gemaras here that I have on the bottom of page 4.
Child?
What was that?
Adopting a non-Jewish child?
Adopting a boy or girl and raising them as Jews could be non-Jewish. You convert them, etc.
So say and, they're Jewish.
I'm sorry?
And if they're Jewish children?
Same thing. Because Kol HaMegadel Yosef Mitoch Beso Malo Vakosu Kili Yolodo. That's the basis for this halacha. Now, it doesn't mean that a non-Jewish child can become a kohen. He's not going to become a Levi. He's not going to become a Yisrael. But it's similar to the. But in terms of Pru Avu, you know, kind of mitzvah Pru Avu. And this is.
All those jokes are not true.
What was that?
All those jokes are not true. We gave a donation.
All those.
The jokes about.
I'm not familiar with those jokes, so you'll have to spell it out for me what you have in mind. And Ilan Akir.
A guy, Namarit says to the rabbi, I want my child to be a Kohen. He says, no, you can't do it. Listen, my father was a Kohen, my grandfather was a Kohen. That's something long ago.
Okay, anyway, this mitzvah is considered to be more important than most other mitzvahs. The Gemara says, if you look at the bottom of page number 4, the Gemara Megillah of Zayin, that even though you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, if it will enable someone to marry and start a mishpacha, then the halacha permits it. That's the Gemara of Zayin here in Megillah. Similarly, although a kohen living in Eretz Yisrael cannot leave Eretz Yisrael, because of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Nevertheless, for the purpose of marrying and raising a mishpacha, he's allowed to do so. That's Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that if you give him a menach, lower left hand corner, page number 4. That's also Gemara. And those pruvu is one of those rare instances where Chazal advocate even committing a minor avera in order to obtain the ability to observe a mitzvah rabbah, to be able to somehow fulfill a mitzvah rabbah. Tosfos calls it a mitzvah rabbah. Why does Tosfos call it a mitzvah rabbah? Tosfos in Gittin and elsewhere. The answer is because it involves the perpetuation of Klal Yisrael. That's a mitzvah rabbah. To perpetuate Klal Yisrael, to be mamshich l'maseira, is a major mitzvah rabbah. Now, I want to discuss a little bit now, which is on page number 5 and 6, an issue that is very popularly discussed among the Gdolei Achronim.
If a person gives his kids a better chinuch, is that a hinder?
Lefi anius daiti, the answer is yes. I have said this for the last many, many years. Now, this already raises its own complex complexity. That means I should basically, someone even told me, I once had a share on this topic many, many years ago, and this is what I argue, that the greater the quality of chinuch in terms of perpetuating the maseira, the greater the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah pruvu. I mean, they really tried to lock me into a corner, what's the mocker for that statement? I based it on this Magen Mishnah, the Pekudecha, more or less that's what I founded it upon. But they argue that means that you would not be allowed to engage in any kind of secular studies, and you're not allowed to do anything. You just have to be devoted to 24-7 Limud HaTorah, because you want to accentuate, you want to heighten, you want to enhance the perpetuation of Klal Yisrael to the highest of levels. Is that the maskana that I'm coming to? Of course, that was not the maskana, so the question is, how do I reconcile all the conflicting desiderata? So that put me into a little bit of a corner, but okay, Bekitzer, I want to go back to this. If someone decides not to have children, so they are, in effect, clearly in violation of this mitzvah d'oraisa pruvu. If a wife refuses to have children, her husband has the right and the chiyuv to divorce her and not pay her the ksuba. That's a Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Ayin Beis, the famous Mishnah, that regarding a woman actually who does not keep her in the Dorim, and the Rosh and other Rishonim talk about it, and because having children, this Chazal, this is actually in the previous Daf, you can see the Chazal have a number of very famous statements that have caused us, to those who, shall we say, are not necessarily understanding of the Hashkafa of the Torah regarding the role of women. So Chazal have many statements. In Tainis and Yevomis, twice in Shas, Ein Isha L'Bonim, Ein Isha L'Yefi, Ein Isha L'Mishpacha. People have massive difficulties, I should say, your generation. Not my generation, but your generation has major difficulties with it. Won't get into the details of that. So that idea of Enisha Labonim is, so if she refuses to have children, which I unfortunately in my rabbinic life have encountered a number of times.
Two kids or zero kids?
So that's a very good question. Pashib Shat, Lechura, Enisha Ela Libanim. And I understand that to be Lashon Rabbim, and therefore you have to paskin like Beis Hillel, namely Zohar and the Keva, Banim includes both, if you don't mind. And therefore, that's the din. So a person who refused to have children is responsible for breaking up the married life, and therefore forfeits the ksuba, her monetary privileges, and that's a sugi in Tainis as well, the end of Tainis and Daf Lamed Aleph. So the same idea is also another Mishnah. This Mishnah is more famous because we just learned in Yevamos on that base. Namely, we're talking about a man who marries and discovers his wife's an idolatrous, unable to have children. So the marriage is considered to be a mekachtos. The marriage is an error, and thereby the marriage is void, no get is required, and the inability of a woman to have children is considered to be enough of a mum to more or less annul the entire marriage. That seems a fundamental principle. What I want to discuss is not that, is the other issue, which is, I think, more significant. Okay, so that halacha lemaisa, that gemara, which says that we have the gemara tell stories about after 10 years divorcing your wife. So if you go to Eretz Yisrael, so that's already a separate halacha. But even if you don't go to Eretz Yisrael, people don't have children. So the poskim say today there's no, that din is no longer obligatory. The question is why. I can give you all kinds of speculation, but I don't think Rabbi Baum, you want to hear speculation from me. I have a lot to say about the topic, but that's true. That's a reality. And it's also among Gedolei Yisrael. And I can give you a list of a number of great Gedolei Yisrael who remain married and And they, even though they weren't the kind of mitzvah pruvu, although here again I'm going to become homiletical if you don't mind. So that's my rabbinic side. What?
Marbe Talmidim.
Correct.
Daf Yomi.
Okay, I don't know about the Daf Yomi, but every Rebbe who teaches Torah to Talmidim is Mekayim the mitzvah pruvu and shum sofek. Not even a sofek. Now you, I know, don't you want a halachic response as opposed to this homiletical response? I don't think there's a good halachic response, but it's not. This din is no longer apparently operative today. That we see from the last, I would say, several decades. Even though prior to that, they did divorce their wife. It was not uncommon for this to happen. They didn't have children, Rachman al-Tzlan, and they divorced their wife. Or you marry another wife. Assume that you don't have Rabbi Gershom in your head. So no chen Rabbi Gershom. You simply marry someone else. But it's an issue that needs further libun. The issue I want to talk about is putting off the mitzvah, which is the issue I deal with all the time. And I'll tell you what I'm up against. Couples who, in America, of course, well, here also, a couple doesn't feel financially secure. I said, what's called financially secure? I asked the couple this week. They've been going out for a year and a half. What's called financially secure? $250,000. Wow. I said, I also make that kind of money in a few years. I certainly make that kind of money in the world of chinuch. So it would take me a fair number of years. I said, Fumban Kuptos, what's the makor for that? Where'd you get that sum of money from? That's essentially basic quality of life. That you want to be able to live in an apartment and you want to be able to put food on your table, $250,000. I got a kick out of that. Or for that matter, they haven't yet gotten their PhDs, which usually means Papa has dough. But PhD, I mean, in terms of education and the like, has not been completed. So how can they get married? So they postpone marriage, or they postpone starting up a family. So what's the din? So obviously, with reference to a mitzvah like tefillin, like lulav, matzah, those have very prescribed times. There's no way you're going to go ahead and not be mekayim the mitzvah. If you're mevatel the mitzvah, you're mevatel a mitzvah seh. You didn't take the lulav by yom, you didn't put on tefillin by yom, you didn't eat matzah, be'er tochlu matzahs, but gabi pruvu, there's no specific zman that the Torah has legislated. So perhaps if you delay having children, even a number of years, maybe you fulfill the same mitzvah, doesn't make a difference. So here there's a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Achronim. In general, we have the Gemara Pesachim Daf Dalid, and that's the principle that we're all familiar with. The Gemara tells us that there's a din of zvizim makdim and the mitzvahs. That's a hida mitzvah daraisa. I'm not going to be on page 5 now. A hida mitzvah daraisa of zvizim makdim and the mitzvahs, which is the sugim sochem davdalam and aleph. So maybe if that were the only issue, perhaps there might be a basis to allow postponement. You'd be allowed to postpone this mitzvah based on all the considerations that I mentioned. You might call them inconvenience. I'm sorry? I didn't write the sugim sochem davdalam because Rabbi Yazgi, you know it all by heart. So therefore, for people like your ilk, I don't have to put it down. So everyone knows the Gemara is vizimak divin the mitzvahs. No, that Gemara I didn't put down. What I did put down is three other Gemaras actually, I'll see in a moment. Namely, the issue comes up in my life, postponing Pinyon HaBen till later on in the day. In America, what goes on over there is Lo Yom Kippur Super. Brisim are held right before Shkia. People have to travel, so I can't come over the weekend. No, this is convenient for them. Whatever is convenient for them, that's when you do it. So somehow you forego the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zvizim Makdim and the Mitzvahs. Now, again, I like to assume that when you postpone a bris, obviously it's better to do the bris on the eighth day. It says in the Pasuk, Vayom HaShmini, Yim HaBsar Loso. So it has to be done clearly on the eighth day. So the Pidyon HaBen, that's a Shaila. What about the Pidyon HaBen done on the 31st day is also a more enhanced mitzvah. And this is discussed by the Goyinim. The Ramban discusses it in Becheris. Ramban and Becheris on Daf... And Daf Samach Kimo, Ramban discusses this, and that's the opinion of the Goyim. If Pinyon HaBen is done after the 31st day, then you cancel the father. He has to pay another chaimish, another extra fifth. That's quoted actually by Poskim, because they feel that just there is a special mitzvah of having the bris on the eighth day bismano. So there's a mitzvah of having Pinyon HaBen the 31st day, the Zel Bazach. Others say no. Others say that the mitzvah of Pinyon HaBen is the same whether you do it the 31st day, you do it afterwards. The only distinction is the issue of Zvizim Makdim and the Mitzvahs. That's the only nafkamina between the two situations. So it's relevant to a let's say a baby born on Thursday, Pinyan HaBen takes place on Shabbos. Do you allow Pinyan HaBen on Shabbos? So if the 31st day is the proper time of the mitzvah, like a bris milah bismano, so then you should allow to be able to do the pinyan even on Shabbos. This is discussed in Yerodea and also by many poskim. But the reason why I'm mentioning this is because there's a very famous Nodi Behuda, a famous tshuva, that, and this also, I am aware of this, again, I've encountered this in my days. So in his days, it was unusual for Bechor to fast on Erev Pesach. The Tainis Bechorim that we have, that firstborn Jews did not fast on Erev Pesach by attending a Suda, having a Sudas Mitzvah. And even if no baby were born a week before Yom Tov, so what they did was that the last boy that was born during the season of the year that the bris had to be delayed would have his bris held over till Erev Pesach for the benefit of the Bechor. That's what he used to do. Hazei Shnei Ned Behuda, and that's in one of his tshuvas. And he was, of course, very opposed to this practice. It's in Ned Behuda, I wrote it down here, Chelek Gimel, Kuf, Samach, Vov. That's where Ned Behuda is found. So he was against it. He said, when the bris can't be performed because of medical reasons, has to be delayed, as the Gemara has in Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch, so then you can't postpone it additional day unnecessarily. You have to do it the earliest possible day. I mean, but the question is, might be the makor for this position? So here's this Gemara in Makkos. Let's start on page 5 in the upper right-hand corner. The Gemara in Makkos is, the Gemara is discussing here, a person unintentionally violates a din that bekavana yechayim koris. And b'mezid, you bring carbon chatas. Now we know that koris is something where b'mezid, yachayv koris, and b'shogi, yachayv carbon chatas. So the Gemara actually derives from this, from a pasuk, that someone, this carbon actually is not going to be brought by someone who unintentionally did not do a bris milah, although the onesh for not doing a bris milah, of course, is an onesh of koris. So the problem is that if we're discussing bringing of a carbon chatas, clearly the one bringing it is alive. Because you can't bring a chatas on behalf of a dead person. So how can we say that by mistake, the person didn't fulfill the mitzvah of bris milah? Doesn't make any sense. As long as he's alive, let him rectify the situation, let him perform the mitzvah of bris milah. So the simple reading of the Gemara brought Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Rai, Hilchos Milah. It's the beginning of Hilchos Milah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. If one delays the performance of bris milah, even only a short period of time, even though you're going to fulfill later on, the postponement is an act of bitul mitzvah. That's what they write. So Rambam arrived at the beginning of Hilchos Milah. So therefore, maybe it applies to all mitzvahs that have no specified zman of performance. It means it would be understood the proper time is the earliest available opportunity if you delay it. And you ultimately perform it, you're mekayim, means you're mevatel the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So now the question is, maybe there's a chilek between Bris Milah and Mashen can prove a vu. The problem with prove a vu is there's no zman. There's no zman for the chiyuv of the mitzvah pruvu. It's in the Achrenim here, the Beis Shmuel asks Akasha, it's actually here in this Maran Mekomo sheet. The Beis Shmuel has a famous issue, and the Rosh Hashanah already asks this Kasha. There's a stira between a number of Gemaras that Ben Yudches, Meshmanesi Lechukla. You can see the Beis Shmuel is found on page number 3 in the microscopic print, a long Beis Shmuel over here. That Benchmanasi Chuppa, and yet the Gemara says in Kedushin that by the age of 20, if you don't get married, Tipachat myself. So apparently it's not so. And what about Ben Yugimel? Bar Mitzvah is the time before mitzvahs. Why should we get married at the age of 13? That would be the opportune moment to get married. So clearly we don't say that. Why not? So again, we have to find all kinds of different reasons, whether it's maturity, whether it's Talmud Torah, the way the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, the way the Briskas read it. So the Gemara says, they read it, anyway, so you won't be able to learn Torah if you get married at the age of 13. Impossible. That's what Achrenim say, the Beis Shmuel and many others. Rav Soloveitchik, in his cuteness, raised this question. And so he said that we're not Mekayim ben Chamish Mikra, and we're not Mekayim ben Esel Mishnah, and we're not Mekayim ben Chamesh the Gemara, so we're going to Mekayim ben Yud Chesach Chuppah. First, we got to fulfill the previous obligations. We don't fulfill those, so clearly we're tardy regarding the earlier obligations. So obviously, how can we go ahead and expect a person to get married at the age of 18? Now going back to the page number 5, there's a chazanish. This chazanish is one of the few chazanishes that I'm familiar with. I heard this chazanish many, many years ago from Hagoyin or Shlomo Fischer Zatzal. The Chazon Ish has a very fascinating Gemara in Ma'akotin, which is on top of the page number 5, upper left-hand corner. The Gemara says in Ma'akotin that the mitzvah of Riyas Negoyim, namely showing Tzaras to a Kohen, can be postponed under certain circumstances. Namely, the Gemara says here, Chosan, Shenoylo Nega, Noyslo Zayin Yomim. You have to give him the Shiva Simei Mishteh. Wants to be able to, Baruch Hashem, with his Kala, have the Shiva Simei Mishteh. Now the mitzvah of Riyas Negoyim is very similar to Pruvu, in the sense that what? There's no Zman Kotsuv for the performance of that mitzvah. The implication of the Gemara is, if not for the Pasuk, we would not have allowed the postponing of the mitzvah. So the Chazon Ish writes over here, in this piece in Negoyim, of all places, he's not sure what Isur a delay would have constituted. What's the nature of the Isur? Do we assume that whereas in other mitzvahs we insist, Zvizim Makdim the mitzvahs, but here, regarding Riyas Negoyim, the Torah never requires results even as a Hidur or Lechatchilo.
What's the mitzvah
on the Kohen to see the Nega.
Why?
Because the Kohen has to either be Metayer or be Metami the Nega. What? Ve'ara Kohen, the Pasuk Chumash. No, but that's the question. What is the? There's certainly a mitzvah. The mitzvah, Riyas Negoyim, is certainly a mitzvah on the Kohen. The only question is this a mitzvah that has a specific time period that we have to follow a frame of reference? And so that's what the Chazon Ish here discusses, whether the din of Zvizim Makdim the mitzvahs applies with respect to Riyas Negoyim, or maybe no. Maybe the Gemara means whenever we have an obligation to do a mitzvah, but there's no time, then obviously the earliest opportunity to perform the mitzvah is when we should do it. So only with respect to Riyas Negoyim is there a pasuk, Zias HaKosov, there's an exception to the rule. So the Chazon Ish likes the second pshat. So that would mean, according to him, a young married person would not be allowed to postpone Pruvu because it would be a bitla mitzvah. He'd be mevatel a mitzvah seya Pruvu. That way, I am surrounded by this issue, engulfed by this issue, encompassed by this issue. Kol ayom v'kol alayla. People get married. They don't have children, by the way. And I sometimes tell them when I get a little bit edgy, you think you're in control. Just when you want to have a child, that's when it's going to emerge. Ribbono Shel Olam is in control. So you say, I can't have children right now. Of course they're going to get married. What about delaying the marriage? No, that's not possible. I'll get to Ben Azai in a little while. What?
Probably better. Pass the cell,
man. I'm asking. It's pushy like that. But now the question is, delaying it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years. I can talk for 500 hours. Sociologically, psychologically, from every single perspective and standpoint, as I said, I am not immersed or engulfed, not encompassed. I am wallowing. I'm drowning in this issue. Kol ayom kol alayla. That's what I do. Bam, I got to do something. So this is what I do. So whether it's delaying it because of the reasons I mentioned earlier, I got to get a PhD. Or delaying it because I have to make $250,000. Or delaying it because we're not ready to have children yet. But there are psychological issues. What psychological issues do you have? The psychological issues, I'm afraid. What?
They were old enough to get married.
Kanuve speak. Said, even though that may be so. But in terms of there's people, there are young men, young women who dread having children, having a family. I mean, all kinds of issues. I can give you a host of issues that I'm surrounded with. Okay, but anyway, the Chazon Ish clearly. What was that? So it depends on the specific circumstance. There's no one psak. What was that?
Any rules?
No, the general rules of thumb. I spend time talking to the Chassan of the Kalos about these issues. I mean, I encourage them to get married, as Dr. Mazenka said, because of Paspasalo. I think that's the way to do it today. That's a Gemara, Yuma, and that's unfortunately the door that we're living in. And we have to, therefore, encourage people to get married, but also at the same time, try to encourage them that have bitachon, things will work out. And bitachon means in-laws, parents, that's what bitachon means today. And just have to know, tachlis, what the story is. But we have to get them involved in order that they should be able to sustain their education and sustain not just their education, but maybe sustain them on a daily basis in terms of putting food on their table. And that's what I do. This is what I do as a Rav. This is what I've been doing for the last 45 years of my life, probably more than that. And so I'm heavily involved in these kinds of issues. But I do encourage them to get married, encourage them also to have children, and it will work out. Ribbono Shel Baruch Hashem, lo alman Yisrael, and he does not, he's not going to desert us or abandon us. And Baruch Hashem, people have discovered that they're able to manage. And again, with assistance, sometimes you require assistance. I'm a Litvak, Dr. Mazankis. I'm not from the Bali Mesim and the Anshe Gula. That's not where I come from. There's another issue that raised by the Ram Sheikh.
Could you restate the formulation of the
Chazanish? Look inside the Chazanish. You can see it inside Rabbi Yasger. You don't have to trust me. The Yesh La'ayin. The mitzvah shades mana kvua. That's a very legitimate question. V'inei, the question of my cotton regarding the issue of Rias de Goyim, correct? Now I'm skipping that part. And he points out that with reference, he quotes a number of other examples, but he says, Miu, I'm reading line number 7. Miu hasab b'mitzvah shizmana kvua, hari emra torah shena over at she'yavra hayom. Miu nira, the b'chol mitzvah shen zmana kvua, mamtim ben l'dvar mitzvah ben l'hesab mamah, v'od yitzvichua b'ne goyim, the Chamiri Tvei, the Chayvak Tzisasa, Chsibu Ushamir, Yinami Krash, Vida, the Mamtin, Veimba Mishum Zirus, Mirias the Goyim has no issue of Zrizim Akdim, the Mitzvahs, who Adin Bishar, Mitzvahs, Mamtin, the Dvar Mitzvah, the Dvar Shus, Gaminim, and the Dorim, the Moshe. That's another question. By the way, it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu. Who else delayed their marriages? Yitzchok, Avinu. Vayi Yitzchok, when Arboim Shona, Bekachtu Asvivka. How did he wait till 40? I'll get to that a bit later. Yaakov Avinu, waited even later. So the basis of that, the poskim say, because you're allowed to wait if you would like to marry someone that is hogun, or someone more hogun, as opposed to marrying the first person you meet on the street. You want to have a shidduch that is hopefully, what's that book called? Made in Heaven. That's a gemara in Barikot. And I'll tell you, and aksum and adviyim. But you want to have the ideal shidduch. The ideal shidduch will be able to propagate and perpetuate the masorah of Klal Yisrael, and produce children who are Yerei Mushleimim, B'nai Torah, B'nai Torah, etc., etc. So you, sometimes they can't find the first Shidduch. Not always is the first Shidduch available to you, which is ideal. So Yitzhak Avinu waited. Yaakov Avinu waited. That's the Hesber for that delay. I don't know if you agree, Rabbi Pia, but I'm just, that is essentially the Hesber that's given. So here he goes further, the Chazon Ish, and he discusses the Gemara in the Dorah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenena, Shenesasik, B'molon Tchilo, Echlal Demutim and Adin, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's already, there's no rational reason, but the problem is that today the reasons are galore. I don't know how to describe them. What people prefer in order to somehow delay and the like. He goes further. Hear that? As long as your intention is to get married, you know, like people, someone just told me, he plans on coming to Eretz Yisrael. He's Baruch Hashem, 78. So I said, how long have you been planning this? I spoke on the telephone. His children are now here. That's the problem. That's what's really compelling him to come. He said, I've been planning it. I've been wanting to come here for the last 50 years. So I said, do you observe Yom Tov Sheni? I said, in Chutzlatz, I hope you do. But when you come to Eretz Yisrael, which he comes once in a while, no, he doesn't observe Yom Tov Sheni because he plans to come to Eretz Yisrael. That plan has been, shall we say, on the books for 50 years. Is that called, would that fit to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Yom Tov Sheni, criteria of not holding up the shade in Eretz Yisrael. The fiyad is daiti rachok ma'od, to say the least. Okay, I'm just telling you. So here also, the Chazanish writes, kol shedai to the kaivin evi basay. And he quotes, mashe chomes amanas levaro. That's a fascinating thesis in Psochim. Also interesting. Vod isvich kro. Okay, but basically what I'm showing you over here, that the Chazanish, the bottom line, that he's not sure, first of all, what's the Isser? What's the Isser if you don't carry out the mitzvah miyad, but you delay the kiyama mitzvah. As I said, is the issue an issue of zrizin, makdim the mitzvahs, which applies obviously to mitzvahs in general, and maybe it applies here as well. Or maybe here there's literally, you have to do the mitzvah the earliest possible time. Yes, the goyim said, that's how chosin, the chazal were able to pater the chosin. But what about other mitzvahs? No, and maybe a bitl mitzvah say. That's where the chazanish, and he sends, he's noiter to the second interpretation, that you have to be mekayin the mitzvah pruvu, once you're married, of course, as soon as you can, otherwise you'll be a bitla mitzvah. That's his position. I want to mention one more issue. I heard from, again, also, Hagoyin Ashlava Fisher, when he spoke about this in 1971, Tavshin Laman Aleph. I used to go to his, he gave a Shir Klovi. He discussed basically the Shir Klovi, Kol HaTorah Kula. Every Shir Klovi was Kol HaTorah Kula. He quoted Maram Shik. Maram Shik raises another issue, because Min HaTorah, we know that there, you have to Shol Shrigolim, the Gemara Shoshana that discusses three Yom Tovim that you have actually to bring the Korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. So now there's a Chashash D'Oraisa, namely that maybe you won't live that long. So the Gemara has a chiluk between Chashinan Lizman Oroch or Chashminan Lizman Kotzer. The Gemara has a chiluk between whether we're talking about a lengthy period of time or a shorter period of time, means the issue is, a person might die before he has a chance to fulfill the mitzvah that the Torah requires of him. Midrabanam, so such a fear is in place when a long time interval is involved. That's called chashinu lemisa lizman merube. That's what the Gemara says. So now the issue of a married person. So now this married person who delays having the mitzvah, mekayim the mitzvah, pruvu, so for a year or two, lichora, God forbid, Rachman al-Litzan, maybe he'll die in the interim. Maybe he won't be able to have longevity and not be able to mekayim this mitzvah. But, so according to the Chazon Ish, it's a Rabbanan issue. According to the Chazon Ish, according to Mamshik, according to the Chazon Ish, it's a Daraisa issue. Maybe you have a problem at a Daraisa level, that you're being mevatel the mitzvah pruvu. According to the Mamshik, you have the Rabbanan problem. So clearly, you're not supposed to perform the postpone the mitzvah pruvu. I mean, unfortunately, I as I said, I deal with young, what's the term? Modern, American, Anglo-Saxon couples. And this is a very, very live, very prominent issue in their lives, and not a simple issue for a young married couple, both in terms of support, and both in terms of education, and both in terms of long-term, and who's also going to raise the children, and the like. You know, it's easy for me to give them Musa, Rabbi Feinberg. I give people Musa. I probably myself. First, kashet atzmecha v'achaga kashet achirim. So I answer that by saying, Dr. Mozenkis, I'm from a different door. So what do I mean by that? Let both husband and wife share in terms of the raising of the children. That's another issue. I want to go to school. I have to get a degree. And this one has, we don't have enough support. And someone has to, shall we say, pay for the food bills and the like. So you share and share alike. I know I have many talmidim that they became doctors. Medical school is Asek Sholei. Fewer are becoming doctors. Don't worry, Dr. Mazakis, you'll be alone soon. Because the only interest that people have is to machen Geld, gich, to make money as quickly as they can. And medicine is not the way to do it. So therefore, they're going into all kinds of other professions. I interview Shanal students every year in my yeshiva. So the number of medical students are diminishing. Less and less and less and less. But I still have a fair number of Talmidim who are medical students, and they went through a difficult time. Medical school, they got married, and some of them are surgeons, and 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years, and that's why you probably advise people not to go into medicine. I don't know what you advise, but I think I mentioned here that we went to see Hagoyin of Rosh Havais, my yeshiva, about 7-8 times in the course of the last 20 years, and so I planted a question that the Talmidim should ask Rosh Havais. The question was, what profession should they enter? You can imagine what the answer was. Mechanech, Rosh Yeshiva, Rav, Dayan, that's the answer number one. I said, he's going to tell you that. And after he tells you that, then you'll say the following. I don't want to be a Dayan. I don't want to be a Rav. I don't want to be a Mechanech. Lo manyenoti, lo moshechoti. Therefore, what should I do, number two? So what is Rabbi Shavai's answer? Think about it again. Maybe you'll enjoy being a Dayan, being a Rav, being a Malame, being a Rosh Hashiva, being a Rosh Kolel, etc., etc. I said, that's what he's going to tell you a second time. Press on. Don't permit him to give that answer. So the third, and then he'll finally say what he said many, many times. A doctor. Medicine. That's the greatest act of chesed that one could possibly perform. He's the Rav of Shavit Tzedek in Yerushalayim. And that's what he tells people. So I told this person who became a doctor, he's a doctor today, actually, he's a surgeon. He's one of my Talmidim. He's a fellow in his mid-30s, and he got married later. And then after Rav Asher Weiss said, did your Rosh Hashiva tell you to plant all these questions and press me? Hey. Wow, that was a shickle embarrassing. It happened to be true, because he probably was a young man. He wouldn't have... I'm simply... indicating this, maybe I'll mention another thing while I add it, even though that's not part of what I had in mind. But there's a tshuva here of Rav Moshe. It's a famous tshuva I heard from, in the name of Rav Henkin Zatzal. Rav Yosef Elio Henkin. The Gemara has twice in Shas, in Ksubis and Yavamas. There are two sugas. We learned the suga in Yavamas and also in Ksubis. The issue of nursing. Women nursing their children, so the Chazal say they can nurse them for 24 months or 48 months. So no one today, no self-respecting woman would nurse a child 48 months who may be bigger than she is. I'm just saying that that's not going to happen. So now, what's the nature of that? So the Gemara says that nursing was the only contraceptive, but maybe the most effective contraceptive they have is Ban Chazal. And therefore they didn't have children. So now the Kasha is, and this is discussed actually, he mentions this in the B'nai Bonim of Rabbi Yisrael Henkin's grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Henkin, Zechatzag Debracha. He was a wonderful person, controversial, but very massive. Ilui, I met him a fair number of times. His wife is from the well-known women's institution. I don't know if you're aware of it. So Rabbi Henkin, he quotes his grandson, quotes the grandfather, as saying he went up to 4 years. V'haraya, the Gemara says, in Yevamos and Ksubis, and that's sugya, Shalosh Nashim Hashem Shiz B'meich. So in that sugya, there's one opinion that you nurse a child for 48 months. So the kasha, of course, is obvious. How's that possible? How do you go ahead and do so if you want to be kind of mitzvah pruvu? What's the heter? What's the heter to go ahead and do so? And bizman chazal, a nursing mother would not conceive. That's the truth here of Amesha in the lower left-hand corner. You can see it. So why didn't chazal forbid hanukkah? They should forbid nursing for such an extended period of time because it prevents the husband from fulfilling the mitzvah pruvu. That's what chazal should have asked it. So Rav Henkin came to the maskana. Two maskanas. They are very, very famous. One maskana is that we have to raise the child. That takes time. A child that's born requires an enormous amount of tipul and tipuach, and that may take several years. Number two, the mother has to recover from pregnancy. Physically, psychologically, so many different ways. And therefore, that is the basis for the heter, for allowing the husband to delay fulfillment of the mitzvah pruvu. This is said in the name of Hagoyin, Rabbi Yosef Elio Henkin, who, trust me, was a Goyin Adir from a different tkufa, a different world.
It's a little bit kalacha, yeah. I mean, she's nursing him as a totsa of that. It's, you know, it's not mashamish b'moch.
Okay, so Rabbi Moshe here, if you look in the underlined section of the tshuva, so I underline that he said, this idea is sheker, preposterous. Absolutely, that we have up to 2 years, up to 4 years for a woman to not have children. He says that, Ani yodeh mehabri rabbanim sheachmir b'yosem me'elim lo shamati shayimi shiata l'stam noshim. Kol anidon rak makum sakona. Never heard of such a heter. So I happen to have a Rebbe, Hagoyin Anisim Alperin, who's the Talmud Mover, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. So, ich hab ihm gefragt, mit Amo, many, many years ago, I asked him. So Rav Moshe was not opposed to spacing children, spacing between children, between having children. Is there a shir? Eilu dvarim she'en lem shir. Which means it depends on the...
Talmud Chazal was a way to avoid pregnancy.
What?
Talmud Chazal, the nursing was...
Well, obviously, Man Chazal, the only contraceptive that Chazal had...
The Shuvah is about the generation of
I understand. I'm just saying that this is a famous tshuva for other reasons, because here he tells you, Rav Moshe, that he doesn't look at yarchonim, at periodicals, at all these journals that people tend to, that's all we do all day, is look at journals, and I guess he's referring to, I don't want to mention names, but English journals, Hebrew journals, all kinds of journals, etc., the latest, he's not into that. He just learns the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Gemaras.
He has a problem with it.
What?
He has a problem with it.
That's right. He does. Okay, but my point is that there's a basis certainly for spacing, unquestionably. There is a basis for that, but it has to be done with seichel.
He's not opposed to the conclusion. He's opposed to saying that this was a blanket hurrah.
Correct. That's what he's opposed to, 100%. A blanket hurrah is absolutely unconscionable. That's what he says. And even though I understood, at least from his grandson, Rav Henkin, that was the psak of Rav Henkin. Anyway, but as I said, there's a basis for this for delaying, for the spacing. But again, as we said earlier, by the way, I just reminded myself, the Chafetz Chaim has, interestingly enough, he has, I saw it years ago, he says, couples who are childless, that's what you mentioned about the Gedolei Yisrael, without children, he said that they should support yeshivas. And by doing so, he said they have, I think, a partial, a mitzvah kiyum of the mitzvah pruvu. I think it's in Chafetz Chaim, if I'm not mistaken. And as I said, for sure, if you remember the pasuk that the Nabi said, Yishayo, let's see, how does the pasuk go? In Yishayo, it should be in Nun Vov. How does the pasuk, you probably know, Dr. Mazenkis, where the Nabi says, Ko Amar Hashem Lasarisim, pasuk of the Haftarah of Yom Kippur, Ko Amar Hashem Lasarisim, Asher Yishmu Shapsoisai, Uvachu Vasher Chafotzli, Umachzikim Bebrisi, Menasati Lahem, Bevesi Uchomosai, Yod Vashem, Toy Mibonu Mubonos, Shem Olam Etenlo, Asher Lo Yikaris. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes that pasuk. What?
Any Tanis.
Correct. Right, by all Taniyos, but the Chafetz Chaim quotes that pasuk in the fact that this pasuk is a indication that one who perpetuates the Masor of Torah is perhaps even more so than one who biologically gives birth to a son and a daughter. That's what he writes over there. Lasarisim, asher yishmu shapsosai, umachzikim bebrisei, menasati lahem bebeisi v'chameisa, yod v'shem, toi mibonim mibonos. Better than biological children. That's what he writes. So that's the basis of what you mentioned, Rabbi Baum, relating to the issue of Gedolei Yisrael. The one who asked the kasha, you have to look in the Rishashing Subas. The Rishashing Subas, that's what the Rav Soloveitchik referred to, and Daf Nun, that the discrepancy between the Mishnah in Obos, Ben Yud Ches, and the Gemara in Kedusha, and Chavtesu is Ad Chof, so that's what they answer, that first, the Gemara in Chulin, Rashi quotes in the Chumash, that a person needs 5 years in order to establish himself in learning. The Gemara has a machlokes, 3 years or 5 years, a person doesn't see Simen Bracha in 5 years, Shuv Lo Yira Simen Bracha, by the count of the Levium, Rashi mentions it, that the Lo Yabot Od. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that when do we begin to study? Ben Chamesh Esrei, the Gemara. So since you begin to study at the age of 15, so it should be either till 18 or 20 to pick up the Derech HaLimud, depending on the Machlokes Tanoim and Chulin, whether it's 3 years or 5 years where you have Atzlocha in terms of learning. But that's what the Achronim, the Beis Shmuel, and the Rishash, and I mean, the fact of the matter is that if it's going to interfere with your learning, so then you could perhaps, I mean, someone just talked to me about recently, this is a Bechor and Erev Pesach. He told me it interferes with his learning. Anytime he fasts, he has migraine headaches and he can't function. So can he do away with the Tainus Bechor? I said, yeah, go to a Sudas Mitzvah. I don't see what the problem is. So then he asked me about other Taniyos, namely Shavasa B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, and the like, because the briskas, and that's what he quoted to me, the briskas, I said, I don't know the briskas that you're talking about. I only know one briska from Boston. And he fasted every single Tainus, and he fasted another 10 beside that. Every Yortzeit he fasted. And Taniyos of Tzoros and Eretz Yisrael he fasted. So he said, no, those aren't the briskas I'm talking about. He has a Gemara in Tainus that if it interferes with your ability to learn, so you could defer the Tainus. Then Netziv discusses this, and Netziv has a parish on the Shiltas, and also Rabbi Chana Vassaman, actually in Kevish Urim. Somehow they assume that it's a Tamachokhan can postpone any mitzvah, not just Pir Rivia. If he feels that observing the mitzvah would interfere with his learning, and the Gemara by Cotton, you know, the Gemara says that mitzvah she'esh le'asa adi acherim, so that I'm achuyif to do, the Gemara daf test. So there, that Gemara that requires me to do mitzvahs that someone else cannot do, so, but mitzvahs can be attended to by others, so then I'm instructed not to interrupt my Torah learning, but, so even though pruvu, obviously, you can't, there's no shlichus. For the mitzvah pruvu. It's a mitzvah that I have to perform myself. But the ability to delay the mitzvah till a later time, it's the same category which a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to do a mitzvah right now. It's going to interfere with the Torah learning. That should also apply, apparently, kanireh, to the mitzvah pruvu. And therefore, just as you're relying on others to do the mitzvah, you're relying on this as well, somehow the ability to delay. Okay, I wanted to get to just one or two other things before. Let's say the mitzvah of Al Tanach, which the Gemara has here as well in the Yevamos. That's found on page number 2. Very, very fascinating mitzvah. Abi Yeshua Omer, Nasa Adam Yisha B'Yaldusa, Yisa Yisha B'Zignusa, Hoyi Labanam B'Yaldusa, Yil Labanam B'Zignusa, Shenem B'Abog Zerad Zarecha, L'Erev Tach Yadecha. Eni Yodeh, Eza Yikshe, Hazeh Ozeh, Im Shnei Ke'echa Toivin. Abi Kiva Omer, Lama Toivin B'Yaldusa, Yil Matoivin B'Zignusa. What's the Chiddush? That, Bogisva Yom V'Layla. Ad Yon Meisei, the Rambam says. What's the Gemara telling you? This rather, I mean, I'm thunderstruck by what the Gemara says over here.
Where is this?
And then you on page number 2, it's here.
The Yisrael Yom Alayim is understood halakhically as youth and old age as well.
Of course not.
I never heard that.
Of course not. So that's what I'm saying here. Isn't this a rather homiletical explanation that seems to be rather difficult? I mean, the Rambam, the way I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, the way he interprets this din of Al Tanakh, I mean, first of all, it's clearly a din d'Rabbanan. It's not a din d'Araisa. The din of Al Tanakh, you can see it sounds like an asmachta, the whole thing. Doesn't sound very solidly anchored, a solidly based. So HaShulchan says that according to the Rambam, it's not a separate din d'Rabbanan, but it's a hidur mitzvah min amufcha. That's how we understand this mitzvah. Pruvu. I mean, in general, we know that the person who's not mekayim, any din d'Rabbanan is really a rasha, and can actually be called a rasha. But let's say I don't observe this psak of Rabbi Yeshua, Al Tanach Yadecha. Am I called a rasha? If I consider to be in that gedder, and all the bezin could force someone to get married if you don't want to, but this mitzvah, once you fill the mitzvah of Zochar Nekeva, once you have the minimalistic two children, so probably bezin cannot be machriach you before the mitzvah of Al Tanach Yadecha. It means basically, it's almost like a hanhog of the acheret. It's the right thing to do rather than a rabbinic enactment, rather than takonis chazal, that this is what exactly a person is obligated to do. I don't think that that's your drash, which is very nice. There isn't any. What?
That's my drash?
Yes, it's your drash. There's no such drash that I'm familiar with. I hear what you're saying. But the word pru, I mean, from which of the two words is this derived? Is it Lashon Rabin, both pru vu together? Or you're saying pru, that's already Zohar Nekeva?
Is Hashem talking to the world? Is it a machaber or no soldier in the world? Pru is plural because Hashem thought Ruvu. Maybe you could say Pru is one child, Ruvu is another child.
No, I thought there's a drash that says that Pru is Zohar Nekeva, or Ruvu is beyond the mitzvah.
Okay, I'm not. Maybe you'll show it to me. I don't remember where it is. Maybe I don't recall seeing that.
Okay.
The Gemara has in Bava Basra, as you know, this is also Gemara I cited over here, on page number 8. Page number 8, the famous Gemara, the end of Ches Habati, the Gemara said during the days of the persecutions of the Roman government, Shachar Vavayis, Rabbi Pushim B'Yisrael, they decided to accept upon themselves all kinds of stringent, draconian, self-flagellation kind of things, not to eat meat, not to drink wine, and on and on. Anything having to do with the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to essentially refrain from. So, Ad Kedekach, one of them was, Napi Mekayim Mitzvah, Pruvu, why should I bring more Jews into the world when they're going to be persecuted? And this is also the subject of the sugi and tainus of everyone. That's also on the previous page. On page number 7. Right. But I'm saying that the Gemara on tainus and Yud Aleph, also the Shamish Mitaso b'shnei ravon. Again, but at the end, the Gemara says on number 8 in Bava Basra that it was Xerushem Ravatsi Bukhan Lamaba, Iyefsha. There's no possibility of asking all these things. It would be unrealistic. So now the question is, what was the Havamina? So Tesis says over there, if you take a look at that Tesis on page number 8, Dinhu, Shenigzar Alasmenu Shalalisa Nashim, Temak Sipruvu, Vishem Alasin Shikrakimu Piriv Yukama, Hainu Zara Shalabron, Shalayolid Ela Benu Bas. The Taisa said they never had a habamina of doing away with the mitzvah pruvu. Although the Chazal had the authority that they can go ahead and tell us not to perform mitzvahs d'araisa, that's a sugya b'mis, b'sheva al taseh. However, to go and abolish a mitzvah in the Torah, chas v'sholom, such a thing is not possible. So Taisa says, no, we're talking about gzeira, you shouldn't have more than a son and a daughter. Although somehow Chazal clearly considered this mitzvah that I'm talking about now, Tanach Yadecha, is obviously, apparently, not Mi'ikra Adin, not required Mi'ikra Adin. That's what you see from this Tesis very clearly. Other Rishonim disagree with Tesis, and they interpret the Gemara according to its literal meaning. They wanted to enact Gzeira to abolish the mitzvah approval. That's what the Gibeah Gura writes in the Ezra, because Rishonim like that, But again, as I said, Lemaisa, it was never enacted. This never really came to the fore, because it would be impossible for the masses of Klal Yisrael to observe such a strict din. And
that's right, with the Kiyor, right? That was the whole...
What was that?
Maras of the Kiyor, the Nechoshes was...
Yeah, the Rad Rashi quotes. A beautiful Rashi. So let's just say the whole Rashi on that Rashi. That Moshe Rabbeinu thought it's a whole business. On the contrary, the Rebbeinu Shalom clearly would shabach them. I'm just saying that, let's say, and this has been spoken to me about many people, and this is actually quoted also in the Ramah. You can actually see the Ramah quotes such an opinion in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. So here on page number, it's a Sif Gimel in the Ramah, page number 3. What a position of the Ramah. The Ramah says, La Alocha, and this is what people tell me. Either I won't get married, or I won't have more than the bare minimum of one son and one daughter. So, can I be faulted based on this Tosfos? No. There's a base for that. The Ramah quotes such an opinion. So Beis Din is not going to be kind for you for Al Tanach Yodecha. But as I said, we don't assume like that. And to my mind, Pir Riba is the Haisa, Al Tanach is the Rabbanon, Sheves, Nachadin. There are three dinim. And therefore, they should be fulfilled and properly observed by all members of Klal Yisrael.
Isn't the mitzvah only a kind if the children have children?
Yeah, Vada, that we mentioned that earlier. Vada. No, but this already, let's assume children have children, so then I say, I'm fine, I'm good.
That's what
I'm saying. That, but I'm saying that I deal with people who, as I said, feel they should do minimalistically. Why should they do the maximum if they can do the minimum? And they have one son, one daughter, and that should suffice. There's another Gemara, I just want to maybe close this Gemara on page number 1, a famous Gemara. Rabbi Yechon Omar, that the din of Ein Ben David Bo, Hashiichlo Kol Neshama Shaviguf, Kiruach Mefanei Asos Uneshama Ani Yosisi. Means every time another child is born to Klal Yisrael, we're hastening the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So that's why we have to encourage people to get married and have children. And there's a famous kasha that they ask on this Gemara. Hastening the coming of Mashiach. I think the Tosfos Yeshanim asked the kasha. I think I wrote it down.
Does it include Yerbulim?
What was that?
Does this include Yerbulim?
What does that mean?
The Neshama was already previously here, so it's not coming from the Guf. That would only be in front of the
Eben. You're speaking in a language which I'm not qualified to talk about. You're in a different realm, Rabbi Munitz. Hashem should bless you. Being in a realm that I don't... There's a kasha they ask on this Gemara. I mean, but they answer the kasha by saying, Hashem will give us a bracha, we'll have shisha b'keras echot. This way we'll hasten even further coming of Mashiach. Okay, I'm just... There's no question that when a couple gets married, we hope in Davin, Miss Hashem, they should be zeche, to have children and hasten the coming of Mashiach. And that's what we should encourage... This is real aschalta de gula, encouraging people to get married. And my wife and I have had discussion about this matter for many years. But the maskana we came to after many years of marriage, we have to marry our children when they're, as an Israeli mankala mashiv used to say, in the teenage tipesh years. So that's when they have to get married, when they're young and foolish, and they get older and they become very independent thinking. And they become more picayune in terms of who they're choosing. This is the maskana after I'm married almost half a century, and that's the maskana that my wife and I came to. I didn't completely agree with her. I initially held that no one should get married until they're 23, 24. First of all, you have to be established and learning, number one. Number two, you have to have some idea where panos is going to come from. But there's no problem. In this shul, I was hired as the rav, and clearly many people speak to me about marriages of their children who are learning. What's going to do? So I said, there's no problem. I have a lot of Gzeirah Shavas. Kicha, kicha. Ein shum baya. There's a big Gzeirah Shavas. And I'm also Baal Mephis on the side. So between the two, we will resolve all the issues. But Nadav Ham Bitochen and Hashem Yisbarach. Yadav Bitochen, Yibon Hashem, he runs the show. He governs everything. That's what I saw in my life. And But every Jewish chassan has Aschalta de Gula. And you have to try to raise a larger family in order to hasten the coming of Mashiach. That's an obligation of every single married couple. That's what we should have in mind when we are in the process of fulfilling this mitzvah. And Halavai the Rebbeinu Hashem should bring about, and that's us, the coming of Mashiach. Amenu, amen, amen.
Would you say the Bach is the Derek Pikudev is always on the Bach? He doesn't
no.
bring it.
No, he agrees with the Bach. He's masking for the Bach.
But the Bach doesn't bring this example.
It doesn't bring this example. The Bach brings other examples, the Sukkah. That's the Gemara that Bezun Bez, the Sukkah.
The man
Yedid the Rosechem, that's what we should have in mind when we sit in the Sukkah. Die was sogar so schafft ist mir so aber sie haben mir zu sein wenn ich einmal kein als er sagt der bringt gut nach
I mean, Bach's been quoted by other Maronim as being a sort of exhaustive list. No?
Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach.
Yeah.
He tells you that's what you should have in mind. Thank you.
He doesn't say by other mitzvahs, does he?
I have to look in the Bach himself, but I know Davka Sukkah, he mentions, of course, because that's a puzzle. Yeah, Tefillin also, right. Mantia Teras Hashem Beficha. Especially, what does that mean exactly? But Sukkah is more, it's clearer. The pasuk says, "Laman yedid dar osechem ki basukas hoshavti," and that's the machlokes gemara in Sukkah Yod Aleph. Sukkah is mamish anani akovit. I mean, there you have a tefillin is already a bit more cryptic, and there are other mitzvahs also besides peruvu. I mean, where does he see in this pasuk? Correct. But I'm saying, where does he see in the mitzvah of peruvu? He quotes the chinuch, and he quotes there has to be the Magen Mishnah says it beferish. To perpetuate the Masayu of Klal Yisrael. You want to perpetuate having good Jews, having B'nai Torah.
At what point does a person have to have that kavanah? If you're not actually mekayim the mitzvah until you have grandchildren,
okay,
can you have all this time to insert the kavanah?
I mean, let's assume the entire way.
Chinuch also, right?
What? So then Chinuch. Right. They asked him in Shia once about Chinuch, does it end at the point where the Meshech Chochon talks about this. I mean, once a person begun by mitzvah, that's it. I'm part of the Mechinuch. That's when it begins.
Right.
Because at least they are, till then, they're not B'nai Hochi, they're Psechayis HaKodesh. So at least at that age, maybe now, something we can begin to operate in a more sophisticated kind of way.
Doesn't say Baruch Sheptahani Mechinuch Al Shelzeh.
There are those who have that girsa, but the Rav used to quote the Pasuk, he quoted Meshech Chochon, Ki Yedate, the man of Shiat Tzaveh. So that doesn't mean it stops at 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy. The Chorich goes a bit beyond that. There are Salvation once in Boston. I only heard him once describe this. I think this is it on, off? I don't know what's going on.
It's on. It's probably worth hearing.
Okay, he described in Boston, his father would not let him alone for a second. He said that he wanted to go out on Yom Kippur. I think there was some sort of intermission, I guess, before Ne'ilah, to see the Shkia Sachama of Yom Kippur. My father boxed my ears and sat me down to a Rambam. That's how I saw what you said.
But he talks about when he saw his father gazing at
He described that also. But it's clear that the father was not Masiach Das and his children for one second. And that is how we should operate. I unfortunately do not do that. But here we have someone who does that, and I'm sure here as well, and I imagine you also. So my wife said I was too asik with tzorchei tzibur be'emuna, and the cause of it, who knows what happened? Okay.
So, going back to the issue of zrizus in the
right?
So the Rambam paskins that the real zman kriya shma is at nes, right? And it's b'di'evet afterwards. So l'chora, the lack of zrizus in Kriya Shema is a pagam in the mitzvah.
Ein l'chonav. Could very well be.
Right?
Could very well. L'chatzchil, there's no question. All what should have been basikin. Not even a suffix.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeruchim shemesh. Bim yoreach.
Right. So it's all b'di'evet. According to the Rambam,
that's
it's
right,
mefurish in the Rambam.
Right. I agree.
And then the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Mila that if you don't do the Mila on Yom HaShemini, Bito Mitzvahs, I say, right? But you're not Chayav Karis
till Mitzvahs. That's Machoz Ram Neravid, correct. Till Yom Mitzvahs, right.
So,
Neravid is Cholik.
And then the question is, does this really apply to every Mitzvah?
That's what we're asking.
Right? But it's only at Sof HaYom.
Right?
So what about from the time of the Zrizus until the Sof HaYom? So then it depends whether the Zrizus is actually part of the mitzvah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Chakira. Achreinim say about Zrizus Magdil the mitzvah. So that Hakim and the mitzvah itself, or is it Rabazun
Aloch? Similar like Bahidur mitzvah.
Correct, exactly. The Sabbat Aloch. Not necessarily connected. Rizkov talks about this.
So maybe by Kriya Shema it's even more intense because the lack of Zeus is the Pagam
and
Kabbalah Samach Shemai.
And the Chanami, could be. Could very well be.
Yeah. The way I can see this is that every mitzvah has two parts. There's the Kashet Tzivani Abori, that's Kabbalah Samach Shemai, that's universal by all mitzvahs. Yeah. And then you have the particular
right, of that mitzvah, aspect
of that mitzvah. Right, right. By Kriya Shema, both sides of that. Of that in
the sense. Okay. Good. Okay. Shikach. Don't forget your. And if you send it to. Send it to the Rambam.
Thank you. I have. Like, I'm a Kriyashman. If you're the Rambam, is there an Isser if you don't do? His Lashon is like Ovar.
It sounds like that. Right?
It sounds like there's an Isser if you don't do it in the Mitzvah, right?
It's a Mashmal Salam. I saw that you put. It's an Isser though.
Did he have an Isser?
Know.
Sometimes, maybe. I know for sure there was sometimes not, at least when he was older.
Oh, Rav Soloveitchik.
Rav Soloveitchik, yeah.
I don't know. He would know.
Sometimes he was, I mean. But usually he davened with a minion.
Yeah,
at YU, it's usually like the 7:15 or the 8 o'clock.
Actually, towards there was a kufa where we davened in his apartment.
Inside the apartment?
Inside the apartment. He wasn't feeling well. So the Shamoshin didn't want it to be exposed to other people. So the only exactly 10 people were allowed in. I got in though. But anyway, so the cook, not the little hook and a little cook. Anyway, so I don't think he was Makbid on Davin Mates. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what I think.
Rav Moshe was.
Rav Moshe was
very. Bechidus.
That's even. Right. Yeah. And he said, Abba told me that also. I mean, there were times where I saw Rashi daven bichidus. You know what bichidus means? Bichidus. When I heard Rabbi Avichasen, and when he came to America, and then he started saying public shiurim. So he appeared those shiurim. He would go 72 hours, if not for his rebbetzin, he wouldn't drink, he wouldn't eat. He was like in a different planet. He would go 72 hours without eating or drinking. No, you were not affected. He didn't dive in the Yetziba. He just sat and wrote the Dosha. He just holding. So Rabbi Chazin told me. So I said, what the heck? I said, what do you mean? Tarosu Lusa. That's what he told me.
What is it?
Tarosu Lusa. Tashamad Rabbi Chazin.
So I asked the Rabbi about davening with the minyan.
Yeah.
So I think I got this direct from him, maybe from one of my rebellion. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds it's a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. The Rav held.
Lashon Haraman sheyishtadil, but the Rav Moshe proves conclusively that he shtadils in tefillah, as Gemara and Pesachim and elsewhere. It's a chiyuv, no question. It's a chiyuv.
But
many the briskets say he shtadil. I try.
Right, the Rav.
I'm tired. I'm tired. I was learning the whole night.
Right, the Rav said it's an eitza tova for kabbalas hatfilah. I think that's okay. The exact lotion
that he used. Yes, even though the tzibur goes fast, but they daven more kavanah when they daven themselves. Unless they're on the lotion yuchadu.
Al derech hapshat, what's the kasher between Mashiach's arrival and Ad Sheyach al Kol Hanasham Shel Hazof?
I mean, it's Alpi HaKabbalah.
What the Gemara? The
Rav Shara, Nigla?
Yeah.
That's
what we ask. Neshamas are not Niglim. Nishtama, it's all Nista there, right? In that Gemara.
I think so.
You think...
I had a Rebbe who used to have every chasam, every Zal Gdushin, he used to say over that Gemara. Under the Chuppah.
Yeah.
Called Neshamas Shabbat Guf. He's trying to also encourage them to have children. Say over this Gemara under the Chuppah. He's speaking every Chuppah. European, no, they could do anything. Spoke in Yiddish, but probably most people don't know what he's talking about. So that's what he used to say over this Gemara.
So Roe v. Wade pulled out a lot in Shamus. It doesn't say Dafka Nishmas Yisrael, does it? It says Nishamas.
Recently, on that Roe v. Wade, wow, he's dancing like crazy.
Right? So maybe now that enough neshamas came out, the geula is close. You don't need it anymore.
This overturn of Roe v. Wade is Mashiach Zeit. That's what the Odom Gobel said. I don't want to say what it is. Mashiach Zeit. Cool. I suspect it's not going to happen. Even though
it's a Hirhurei Tshuva, at least what? From Hirhurei Tshuva from America.
Who's Roe v. Wade?
Roe v. Wade, yeah. It's, till now, the fuck you don't know about it. Abortion in America is...
Has been matter.
Now, the Supreme Court, because they became more conservative, there are a few new justices that are more on the conservative side, so it looks like they're overturning... Roe v. Wade from 50, 60 years ago,
the
Asr abortion. Now, the question is what happens with incest, Rachman Litzan, or rape, Rachman Litzan, those two men. So they have to make all.
But each state will be able to decide.
Right, each one will decide. Okay. It's complicated.
Right now, you can't make it Asr. No state can decide. It's Asr now, if this thing changes, and then each state will be able to decide.